I love this theme song from Elf. 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's Christmas Station in the WGHN studio. Mark Allen, president of the Grand Haven Ferrisburg Spring Lake Chamber of Commerce. Good to have you here. How are you?
I'm good, Mary Ellen. How are you?
I'm good. I know you just drove in, so can you tell our audience how the roads are?
The roads, I think the roads themselves were okay. It was more the falling snow and the wind and the blowing snow that made it hard to see where the middle of the road was.
Got it. There you go.
So, yeah, 45-minute drive from Allendale this morning.
Oh, boy. Well, at least it's Friday, right?
That's right.
We were talking off the air. I think the Chamber's had a great year. I have seen and learned so much with this segment, Chamber Chat. I've learned about ambassadors. I've learned about all the stuff you do for commerce and whatnot. It's been a great year, and so we're going to kind of recap that year.
Yeah, it has.
Let's do
that. It's been an incredible year. I'm super proud of our team and all the work and energy they put into everything that they do, right? Mm-hmm. They are the Chamber.
Yeah.
And I joke that they just tell me where I need to be and what I need to say sometimes. But if it weren't for them, right, we wouldn't be able to do all the things that we do. And so
right.
This year, we welcomed in 79 new members. We hosted over 60 events and programs.
Wow.
We had the first ever early bird summer series. So June, July, August. We put them on a Thursday so we get our long weekends.
Yep.
We had 70 people, over 70 people at each one of those events. And so they will come back.
That's awesome.
In 2026 by popular demand.
Mm-hmm.
The art festival at the last weekend in June, more applications, more vendors than in previous years.
Off the hook.
Leadership Connect class that graduated in May was one of the largest rosters in recent years. I think we had 25 that graduated. We coordinated and grew 4 leads groups, leads networking groups, and 6 roundtable groups.
Wow.
So, power of the peer-to-peer connection.
Yeah.
And then 2 new faces on the Chamber team. Hannah is the membership coordinator, and Nicole, director of business and talent initiatives. April Tripp came back to the Chamber.
She did.
Taking on events and programs.
Yep.
And then Megan moved in from the farmer's market to the office as our marketing coordinator. And we really just continued to grow on our journey to increase the amount of business services and resources and connections that we can provide to the membership. So truly an incredible year, in my opinion.
I would agree. And I think some of the seminars that you had about childcare and transportation,
yeah,
those are so valuable to people.
Yeah, absolutely. So we just had the transportation forum earlier this week.
What did you learn?
Well, I learned more about the collaboration between Harbor Transit and the Muskegon Area Transit and how supportive MATS is of wanting to see Harbor Transit grow. We learned about the work that they're doing with Harbor Transit and kind of this regional transportation
good.
Initiative. And we had several of our Ottawa County commissioners in the room that morning.
Good. That's
and
important.
And learned that transportation is a priority for them in 2026.
Good.
And that forum was the hardest to put together.
Was it?
I don't know why, but the engagement from the audience that morning
mm-hmm.
was maybe one of the better ones.
Wow.
I would say childcare is a very close second, right?
I wanted to
we
ask
learned
you about
the childcare
yeah.
deserts and there's only
what is a childcare desert
for every 3 child?
Is that what that
3
is?
Children?
Really?
Yeah, childcare desert. There's just either none or very limited childcare opportunities, and we have several pockets of that here
yeah.
in Northwest Ottawa County. Really, Ottawa County as a whole, I think.
Okay, it's good to learn about those things because then you can put into motion strategies to fix it.
Right,
right.
And part of our role is just to continue convening these conversations. The same topics we had this year will return next year. We are going to add healthcare forum back in. We heard that people missed that one.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do just a general human resources and workforce development one because all these topics feed into that. But
yeah.
there's a lot that we can learn from our HR professionals on employee engagement, retention, recruitment, creative benefits, all the things related to human resources. So we'll do 5 next year.
Wow.
We will combine childcare and education because it's a lot of the same voices at the table.
Wonderful. And, you know, every ambassador that I brought in here, they're just so happy to be a part of the Chamber. It really speaks volumes.
They are. I joke with them, too. But it is true that Chamber ambassadors are some of the best people I know.
Yeah.
Way back 20 years ago, I was a Chamber ambassador.
Really?
And I've never forgotten the experiences it provided me, the connections I was able to make.
And yeah.
really the friendships that are developed through the ambassadors. So we're very lucky to have a solid group of ambassadors like we do.
Yeah, and the website's really easy to navigate. I did want to mention mention that you can still buy Dune Dollars, everybody.
You can. I got to give a shout out to Hannah, our membership coordinator. She has been cranking out the Dune Dollar sales over this last couple of weeks. But yes, you can continue to purchase those either in the office or online. I will mention that our office will be closed starting December 24th.
Okay.
We'll be back on the 5th of January.
Wonderful.
On the days that aren't holidays, we will be all working remotely, so you can still reach us by phone or email, and we'll be staying in touch with one another as a chamber team as well.
That's awesome. Now, I'm just going to say you have a bash at American Dunes on the 15th, and then an early bird breakfast at the Kirby House.
Absolutely.
In January.
Those are two traditions, right? We always go to American Dunes for the bash in January, and we always go to Kirby for the breakfast in January to kick off the season. So we're looking forward to both of those. And then, just continuing on, you'll see some new events in the calendar for next year, which we're excited about. One in November that'll highlight our partnership with Lakeshore Advantage and some of the economic development work that we're partnering on. And so, just looking forward to some new and exciting things while still honoring the traditions like the bash and the early bird breakfast, some fan favorites.
You have a favorite, like, Christmas artist or anybody that you listen to a lot? Or
Like we were talking earlier before we went on the air, I don't know why this year, but on the way home every day, I listen to Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I just turn it up really loud and enjoy the music and the ride.
That's
and
awesome.
It just helps me decompress.
Does it?
Yeah, reflect.
I love it. So good to see you.
Great to see you as always.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. I am so ready for 2026. This has been another edition of Chamber Chat with the Grand Haven Ferrisburg Spring Lake Chamber of Commerce.